Hi, and thank you for joining me for the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Joel Burks, and I will be reading scripture with you for one more day during our summer of sharing from the ministers on staff. I'm not sure who else has, I think Amy's already gone. I think you will also hear from Mark Rector, who is our new associate minister, as well as Kelly Hatley, and then I think Mary's going to do some as well. But hopefully you find joy in hearing some different voices, but I know that you're all very eager to get back to hearing Mary consistently. But for one more day, you're stuck with me, so let's open up the book of Numbers and start in the chapter 18, verse 8. Numbers chapter 18, verse 8. Then the Lord said to Aaron, I myself have put you in charge of the offerings presented to me. All the holy offerings the Israelites give me, I give to you and your sons as your portion, your perpetual share. You are to have the part of the most holy offerings that is kept from the fire, from all the gifts they bring me as most holy offerings, whether grain or sin or guilt offerings, that part belongs to you and your sons. Eat it as something most holy. Every male shall eat. You must regard it as holy. This is also yours, whatever is set aside from the gifts of all the wave offerings of the Israelites. I give this to you and your sons and daughters as your perpetual share. Everyone in your household who is ceremonially clean may eat it. I give you all the finest olive oil and all of the finest new wine and grain they give to the Lord as first fruits of their harvest. All the land's first fruits that they may bring to the Lord will be yours. Everyone in your household who is ceremonially clean may eat it. Everything in Israel that is devoted to the Lord is yours. The first offspring of every womb, both human and animal, that is offered to the Lord is yours. But you must redeem every firstborn son and every firstborn male of unclean animals. When they are a month old, you must redeem them at the point of redemption, price set at 5 shekels of silver, according to the sanctuary shekel, which weighs 20 gerahs. But you must not redeem the firstborn of a cow, a sheep, or a goat. They are holy. Splash their blood against the altar and burn their fat as a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Their meat is to be yours, just as the breast of the wave offering and the right thigh are yours. Whatever is set aside from the holy offerings the Israelites present to the Lord, I give to you and your sons and daughters as your perpetual share. It is an everlasting covenant of salt before the Lord for both you and your offspring. The Lord said to Aaron, you will have no inheritance in their land, nor will you have any share among them. I am your share and your inheritance among the Israelites. I give to the Levites all the tithes in Israel as their inheritance in return for the work they do while serving at the tent of meeting. From now on, the Israelites must not go near the tent of meeting, or they will bear the consequences of their sin and will die. It is the Levites who are to do the work at the tent of meeting and bear the responsibility for any offenses they commit against it. This is a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. They will receive no inheritance among the Israelites. Instead, I give to the Levites as their inheritance the tithes that the Israelites present as an offering to the Lord. That is why I said concerning them, they will have no inheritance among the Israelites. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you receive from the Israelites the tithe I give you as an inheritance, you must present a tenth of that tithe as the Lord's offering. Your offering will be reckoned to you as a grain from the threshing floor or juice from the wine press. In this way, you also will present an offering to the Lord from all the tithes you receive from the Israelites. From these tithes, you must give the Lord's portion to Aaron the priest. You must present as the Lord's portion the best and holiest part of everything given to you. Say to the Levites, when you present the best part, it will be reckoned to you as the product of the threshing floor or the wine press. You and your households may eat the rest of it anywhere, for it is your wages for your work at the tent of meeting. By presenting the best part of it, you will not be guilty in this matter. Then you will not defile the holy offerings of the Israelites, and you will not die. Let's turn now to Psalm 23. Psalm 23 is a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Today we are going to begin a new book. It's the book of Galatians. It's the book of Galatians. It's a scroll written by Paul to the church in Galatia. Mary sometimes says that if you are starting a new book and you don't know a whole lot about it, that we should all watch the Bible Project video that you can find on YouTube. Just go on YouTube and search Galatians Bible Project, hit enter, and it will bring up a book that gives you sort of the context for this particular scroll. So let's begin reading Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Paul, an apostle, sent not from men nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with me, to the churches in Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach the gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. As we already said, now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Thank you so much for joining us for the reading of God's Word today. Let us pray. Lord, we pray this morning or tonight, wherever we are listening to this podcast, that you open our eyes to your true gospel. Father, as the world tries to present us many stories and tries to sell us these other gospels, help us to realize that there is only one true gospel, that is the good news of Jesus Christ and Christ crucified. Thank you for his sacrifice on our behalf. And we ask that you help us to live lives that are worthy of that sacrifice. Help us to constantly live to be like Jesus every day. It is in Jesus' name that we all pray. Amen.